Thousands of frustrated New Yorkers spent hours trying to sign up at the state health department website, which repeatedly crashed or shut people out before they could complete the forms. Others spent hours fruitlessly on hold on a state hotline before being disconnected. Some did get through, though, and all state facilities offering vaccines are now booked through April. Cuomo blames the federal government for expanding eligibility too soon. He says the state was already struggling to arrange appointments for essential health care workers and those over age 75 when the directive came from the CDC on Tuesday to expand access to those 65 and older. He says 7 million New Yorkers, or about half the state's adult population, are now eligible, but New York is only receiving around 300,000 doses per week.
And you have a rush of 7 million people, I want the vaccine, I want it now, I was told I'm eligible. And that entire flood has to go through a syringe. All this volume, and it has to go through the point of a needle, literally.
Cuomo says this week the state received just 250,000 doses of vaccine. He says at the present rate, it would take 6 months just to get the 7 million vaccinated. The CDC also recommends that people who are immune compromised or who have underlying conditions that could make them much sicker from COVID should also be eligible for vaccines. Cuomo says the state is still seeking guidance about which conditions should be included, but he says that could potentially add 5 million more people to the already overwhelmed system. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.